produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Lillian Cameron. She's a Reiki practitioner, and she does distance Reiki. So we've had some questions from in-house here. How do you do it remote? Do you Zoom people? Do they have to phone in? Just for the understanding of all those. And now this program goes all over Canada. You can reach anybody, anywhere.
Anybody, anywhere. In Australia, even. I mean, so when you're dealing with Reiki, if you look at it how I do, I mean, if you talk about God or a superior being or universal consciousness, in their realm, there's no space or time. It's just...
It's something humans have created.
Humans have created that, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where Reiki works. It works through their concept of the universe, not ours.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I can reach anyone, and it's very simple.
That is amazing. So the energy can also, because there's not really, I mean, time is our kind of illusion, you can send Reiki to my 2-year-old or my 6-year-old.
Definitely. Children, plants, animals, any of it. I actually have a friend with fish. And when I go to them, I go and stand in front of the fish tank and or across the room because it's part of how I like to practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I see them react.
Wow.
And it's so beautiful. They get so calm and they face me and it's amazing.
What do your hands feel like when you're sending all this wonderful good energy to fish or plants or people?
Well, at first my fingers start to tingle, my fingertips, and then my hands get very, very hot. And then the heat, it goes through my whole body. It's an amazing heat. Almost sometimes I feel almost like I'm going to start on fire. It's so intense.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And does it cool down as the work seems to be coming to completion? Like, you're outside of time and space, so this could go on until the blockage is moved or there's a shift in the healing of that person?
Yes, it doesn't stop until I sever the connection with God, until I discontinue my session.
Mm-hmm.
It continues through the whole thing. Yeah.
And what a healer, what an amazing thing to be called to this, to be chosen.
It's a huge responsibility, Kathy. You know, as I said, when I was 19, I was very excited and enthusiastic. And as life wore on, I kind of almost strayed from that path because, of course, it wasn't time yet. But as you get older, you realize it's a huge responsibility. And when you are healing, using a healing energy, you must always make sure that you're doing it with the right intent. I don't control it. I don't influence it. But I respect it greatly. And I am very conscious of how people need to be helped.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And really, everyone has a certain doctor in him or her that we just really have to get still and really listen. The natural healing force is within each one of us, and it's, we're certainly called more powerfully, some of us, to bring healing to others who have a very small light or who can't get that energy moving through their bodies. It's like giving, you know, calling up BCAA and saying, I need a boost, right?
Yeah.
It's, you know, for the...
Well, yeah, exactly. And the Japanese believe everyone has the ability.
Mm-hmm.
And you just need to be switched on, like a light switch.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of an analogy for people who think that it's kind of too woo-woo, because we all, you know, we take an electric toaster and, you know, we don't get toast unless we plug it into the wall, right?
Exactly.
So there's lots of simple ways to realize and understand the universal energy, the God energy, that it is good, it is light, it is bringing healing. And when you know that you're called to use it, it's great that you are stepping up and allowing your life to be used for this. And I'm just wondering how you go about, you know, like you're saying we could line it up from Australia or anywhere in the world. How do people go about finding you and you creating that space for healing time with them?
That's the difficult part. It's, you know, even though the internet has made us all made accessibility so much easier, it's still difficult to find natural healing practitioners. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a website, I have my email, and I have my phone. And so people get a hold of me, and then we just talk. Mm-hmm. And then it's nice for me to have a picture of them so that I can have that image in my head when I begin the session. Although it does go away and it becomes pure energy, but just having that connects me to them much easier.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if people in BC are looking for a treatment or looking for a treatment for a loved one, maybe they'd like to give it away as a gift, how would people line it up?
Just call me.
Yeah?
Just call me. My phone is open for everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And then we see where it goes.
Okay. And what would be your encouragement to all of us, any of us, to be a little more aware of energy working in our world that we might just be kind of shut down to?
What would be an encouragement?
Yeah, like to be able to see and feel and sense a little bit of that healing energy that is at work in our world.
Well, for me, especially with the world as it is now, I don't listen to the radio. I don't watch the TV because I find it very negative and oppressive. And I focus on life, trees, plants. When you really study them, they're magical. There's so much life and energy in everything around you. And not making assumptions, not being negative, always trying to find the good and the positive in everything, you'll find that the energy will come to you almost. You'll feel lighter and happier and more able to face anything thrown your way.
That's beautiful, Lillian. So basically, creating your own sanctuary with life-giving things rather than allowing the world to put what it wants to put into you.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of things that aren't very healing going on right now. But we do have the ability to tune in. And one of the quotes that I've always liked is where your mind goes, energy flows. So if it is on things that aren't of healing and goodness and light and grace and all those things, then adjust your screen, bring it in, change it to something that will bring healing.
Definitely, because you create your own energy. You're part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can direct it somewhat yourself just by changing your thought patterns.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for people who are going to line up and find you, I want you to give us that phone number one more time, and then I have another question for you.
My phone number is 250-561-6519. And chances are I won't answer because we are off the grid in our little sanctuary, but I check my phone every evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I will call you back.
And my question for you is, with the people who are going to come forward and have distance healing with Reiki, is it something that people often come back and back again to, or is it kind of a one-shot deal with most people?
Oh, no, lots of times people come back. Sometimes people feel like they almost need recharging every week,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily to remove blockages or heal illnesses. It's like just recharging your battery.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people come repeatedly, yeah.
And then I imagine you see some people that want to do it so much that they take Reiki classes and learn to be Reiki practitioners, just like you.
Oh, yes. I think, you know, just having a session yourself with a master or a practitioner, as I am, it opens you up to the possibility of yourself being a healer. Definitely.
Absolutely. It was so good to have you on Health First Radio today and to share your healing in the world. I want to give you a big thank you.
You're welcome, Kathy. It was entirely my pleasure, and I just want to help.
Okay, good. We'd also like to thank Alan Wishart, our producer, and we'd like to thank all the community stations across Canada that carry our program. Have a healthy and happy day.